to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmuller. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday. It is the 20th of July, 2007. And on today's program, for the first hour, I have Alan Watt on with us. We'll get to him in just a couple of minutes. By the way, do you ever get, I just visited the Williamson County Tax Assessment Office today, and I'll tell you what, they're now listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I just dropped a bombshell on these people. You know what they're trying to do? They try to collect taxes off your business machines, your computers, and everything else. You know, when you buy this stuff to begin with, you're already paying the state the sales tax and everything else. And basically, this is a business tax. And it's really unfair because it has no representation. In other words, there's taxation without the representation. It's thrown into a general fund, and off and away we go. Well, I told the tax assessor's office this morning that, you don't have a check mark here or a box that I can check for unconstitutional and illegal taxation. So therefore, I didn't get a hearing in front of the board. But I did have a good time sitting there talking to those fine folks, and I know they're out there listening today. Hi, guys. Because after I got done with them for about a half hour, they were real interested to find out more information. You know, I looked at these people and I said, well, do you enjoy paying income tax? Well, no, they scare us to death. Well, I said, quit being scared. Don't pay it. Well, my gosh, you've got to. I said, really? I said, how many dollars do you think of the $1.2 trillion they collected last year went for government services? Well, we don't have any idea. I said, the answer to that is zero. Because they're paying the interest on the money that the government borrowed. And they're running out of paper to sell to the planet. That's why our dollar is only worth about 2 cents. And I said, we have a couple attorneys that just took the DOJ and the IRS to lunch. And I don't mean for a burger either. And I said, they'll never hear back from the IRS for the rest of their lives. Well, they're very, very, very interested in hearing what we had to say on issues of constitutionality and legality. So we welcome the Williamson County Tax Assessment Office to the program today. Hope you guys keep listening. You're going to learn a lot. Hey, and I just want to do this, and this is an unsolicited shout-out, okay? You know, folks, you run into so many people that have businesses. They're just scam artists and sham artists. I had some problems here with a Harley-Davidson I bought about 4 years ago, and it would have been very, very easy for the dealership just to run me around in circles. Well, Scott Wall, that actually had Woods, that sold Hondas and Yamahas and everything else, he just recently bought out Central Texas Harley-Davidson. Yeah, I know he's not a Harley guy, but the other people they have there are working. I mean, he's a real nice guy. At any rate, last week I had a particularly touchy problem, and Central Texas Harley-Davidson stepped up to the plate and did what a dealership's supposed to do, make their customers happy. So this is unsolicited, just off the top of my head, but I am appreciative of people that know how to do business and protect their customers and their interests, not only the dealership's interest. So if you go down to Central Texas Harley-Davidson, pop your head in and say hi to the new owner down there, Scott Wall. By the way, we might have to do some advertising this guy because they're building a brand new mega dealership. So, Scott, hey, thanks a bunch. You guys are swell down there. You did me right, and it's much appreciated. So just letting you people know, if you want to buy a Harley, well, get it with the back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, it is Friday, the end of another work week or subjugation week, however you want to put that. I want to just let people know that this network, you noticed it took a hit back in January from some unscrupulous people. Well, in a way, that's kind of been a blessing, because you know what that did? That just dug my spurs into this even more. I got a little tired of doing radio and people not really paying attention and not really using the tools that are available out there. Well, yeah, up until that time, maybe my attitude was a little lackadaisical, but that kind of shocked me back into reality and how important this network is. And we're looking at right now putting up another bird. Putting up a whole new lineup of talk show hosts. We've got business consultants looking at this business for investment purposes, and we also have affiliate relations people that are going to be representing this network now. So, you know, folks, if I'm going to pull my hair out, I might as well pull it over a big deal, pull it out over a big deal rather than a smaller deal. So there you go. The best network that was out there before we got whacked and hacked back in January. Well, we're going to be on top, and we're going to be the biggest and baddest radio network out there for the alternative media, which, by the way, folks, it is the alternative to the media, not the alternative media. I have with me this afternoon Alan Watt. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with me. I know that you just subbed for Michael Herzog for the last 2 hours. I have no idea what you were talking about because I was busy doing business and on the phone and talking to people. What were some of the subjects that you were talking about, Alan?
Really, where we've been in history and how we're simply in history in the making for the next phase of it, and that history doesn't happen as we bumble down through time, but it really is planned in advance. The big agendas are always planned way ahead of time by big think tanks that work for a global elite, and how the push is on now for this whole new world order. It's a complete world order. The old world order, as they used to talk about, was the Soviet versus the allied US-Britain side during the Cold War. Well, this is the new world order for the whole world, and it's to do with a completely new way of living if they get their way. A way of living where, well, most people will be pretty well dead in a sense, and that they won't be able to think at all. They'll be brain chipped, they'll be lobotomized, they'll be purpose made for their work tasks. This is the glorious future that we're being told is all in store for us. But meanwhile, the elite must standardize the rest of the world under the one system to pull it off. And that's why the wars is going on in the Middle East right now.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because it's always been my contention. I've been looking at this Iraq deal, and I looked at Afghanistan, and of course we saw the governmental reasons for going in, Al-Qaeda, where it was actually us that sold Saddam Hussein these nasty weapons that he used to kill some Iranians with. And I'm looking at this scenario, and I arrived at this conclusion about a year ago. Alan, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wait a minute here. What is bigger on the table here? Is it the war in Iraq, the quest for oil, to go in there and deconstruct the Arab world and nation build the way the United States and Israel and England would like to see it? Or is this an exercise of distraction, the Mac Daddy of all distractions? I think all told, maybe up to 1 million people have been killed so far. And I'm thinking to myself, the bigger agenda here is what the globalists want, and they want their world order.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, what a magnificent distraction this is.
It's also a beautiful way of numbing the people. See, wars and the threats of wars numb people into not thinking too far. They're afraid to cross a line of thought and actually question the big picture. So when they're numbed and they're afraid, they do what they're told. What you have really happening in the Americas and in Europe, all across Europe, that signed the same anti-terrorist laws into effect at the same time, which tells you they were all drawn up long in advance by a cooperative upper elite within every country. What it's showing you is that you've got a reign of terror. I call it a reign of terror. It's not a war on terror. It's a war of terror to terrorize the public, to go along with this whole new scientific system they're bringing in, where we'll be run by experts who will dictate to us, and social services that will dictate to us, that the technocrats, as Aldous Huxley called them, that will run our lives. That's really what the big push is for, to change a whole old way of life, which they now consider obsolete and inefficient, into a new system where eventually, generation by generation, maybe only two or three, you won't get born unless there's a purpose for you to serve the system.
Well, and many people, Alan, are looking, and we have some victories, that although albeit small in the face of what we're looking at here, and that's global dominance, global globalization, global government, new world order. When you look at this, and I think the American people did a pretty good job with the issue of illegal immigration in this country. And this crossed the lines. This affected liberals and conservatives and everybody in between in this country, literally. I mean, they came from all quarters. And when people have a sense that they're being threatened and they can identify the source, they will go after it. But what most people don't recognize, and why George Bush, after 6 years, almost 7 years of his presidency, has done nothing with that southern border, that was part and parcel of the North American Union deal to have these migratory workers, not only from Mexico, Central and South America, Canada, if they wanted to come down and go to Mexico, for God's name, I don't know why anybody would want to go from Canada to Mexico to want to go to work, but just for the sake of argument, people have been scratching their heads. And nobody in the mainstream media has hit upon this idea when we knew it all along.
Well, we know the mainstream media is an arm of government. They could never have pulled off all this con game over all the generations going back to World War I without the cooperation of the media, because we come to conclusions depending on the information we're fed. So naturally, you make sure that you dominate the information that goes out, and we come to predestined conclusions. We have no option to, and they keep us in the dark. It's a very old technique, very simple. In the Middle Ages, they just told the people little bits out of the Bible, and that was the only education they had. They didn't know anything else. They didn't know about the ancient Greeks or the ancient Egyptians. They didn't know that they knew the world was round 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. So the same technique has always been used because knowledge is power, and they don't share power to the public.
You know, last night I was watching the Colbert Report. I don't know if you get that in Canada or not.
I think they do, yeah.
He had Michael Moore on last night, and of course Moore's big thing is really a push for national health care. No matter which way you slice it, he's going in and demonstrating the inequities and the unfairness and the rip-off artists with corporations. And I was pretty astounded that even he got it, and Colbert got it. And this went out over the airways last night that, look, it's pretty simple if you look at this. How can you do news? How can you do information when the very same corporations that are making money and funding your network, you're not going to do negative stories against your money ties? And I was shocked to hear that, and at least Michael Moore, that I think he's a diversion unto himself. But he's got a lot of popularity in this country. He keeps making these movies that gets everybody riled up, and they all cheer for Michael Moore. But Moore, I know, knows differently, because I have friends up in Michigan that have knocked on his front door, talked to him, handed him documentation, and said, look, this is what's really going on. So we've had our people literally in his living room talking to him, and yet he still continues down this path. And it's really frightening to see that, because Michael Moore could be using his notoriety and his past works to really do some good works, but I don't know who's got their hands in whose pockets here, but the American public is constantly being read a bunch of garbage. They're constantly being pumped full of disinformation and propaganda, and it's to the point right now, Alan, I don't think if you literally held a gun to take any American on the street out there, you held a gun to their head, they wouldn't know which end was up. If they had to say one thing to save their life and expose their knowledge base, they'd have to die, because they don't know. And here's the sad thing about it. The American people, by and large, do not know who's playing the game and who's pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Again, it's a great method to teach people. You see, generations have been really highly indoctrinated into believing that these characters at the top are somehow superior. These guys who get into office and become presidents are superior breed almost. And this was a socialistic idea of keeping us all in perpetual childhood. Let the experts deal with the major problems, and it gives us time to play forever until we die. Perpetual childhood has been very effective. The public today will not question the media. 50 years ago, everyone knew across Europe not to trust any of the media, because they were all owned by big elitist corporate entities, very rich people who worked hand in glove with elite families. They knew this then, but today, through great propaganda processes, they do believe the media. Brzezinski said the time was going to come when most Americans would not be able to even think for themselves. They'd allow the media to do their reasoning for them. Well, that's happened.
It certainly has happened. I mean, any place in America, I mean, in any corporate office buildings, I mean, all you have to do is listen to the conversations. And, Alan, all that you hear is what transpired on the news the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, today it's Michael Vick. Okay, Michael Vick, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, as a rookie, he was involved in dogfighting, and how that goes, it's sickening and it's inhumane. But this is coming out of the ghetto and gangbanger stuff that it pervades, and what's being popularized in our culture here today. These are our icons.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Alan Watts websites, and there are two of them. There's one for the North America, and then there's one for Europe. Are you ready to round, ready, right? I'll give you another second to grab that pencil. All right, here it is. The North American site is cuttingthroughthematrix.com, exactly how it sounds. No dashes, no underscores, no capitalizations. Cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And the European site is Alan Watt, spelled A-L-A-N-W-A-T-T, Sentient Sentinel. I'll spell that all out so there's no confusion here. Alan Watt, A-L-A-N-W-A-T-T, Sentient, spelled S-E-N-T-I-E-N-T, Sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L, .eu. All right, so I hope you got that copied down. How many visitors do you have to your sites, Alan?
Enough to crash most of them. I mean, I have about 10 out there, and I just juggle them every night, and because it really is, it's incredible the thousands that come in every day to download.
Well, and information is what the world is lacking, and we've got a pretty large European audience. We've got people that listen, and we have the breakdowns of the internet, at least who's hitting from foreign countries. And I was really amazed. Here inside the United States, we have number one and number two listening to this network are actually Mexicans and Mexican organizations, which is pretty fascinating. I don't know why they were eavesdropping. Maybe they were afraid of the restructuring of our immigration laws here. Maybe that's why they were listening. But we've got people in England, in Europe, in Germany, in Japan, in Australia, and Belize. I mean, they even get us on shortwave down in Belize, if you can believe that, better than probably what we can get it here in this country. But the information, Alan, as you take a look at the grand chessboard here, and I'll steal the title of somebody's book, as you look at this grand chessboard and you see the world, are they waking up to this globalist plan, or what's going on?
There are more waking up. Again, they wake up to a primary level, the first step, really, when they notice things changing in their immediate vicinity, their immediate lives, things which are affecting them personally. We see it in Europe, where you've got to show your ID card to get on a bus, or to get on a subway, or even in a taxi. They even have it in comedy shows in Europe, such as in Holland, where mum will say to the child, don't leave home without your card, because you'll need it for the policeman. It's getting put through, propagated through fiction and non-fiction, that the card is normal and being monitored everywhere is normal. So that's spooking some people. But what's scary is the amount of people in countries in Europe that were occupied in different wars by people who wore black clothing and machine guns were carried in the streets, accepting it now. And many of them are alive during World War II, are still alive today, and witnessing it. It's the older ones that are seeing it.
Well, and, yeah, the older generation, I have said this before, Alan, if we do not make the change and make it now and start the awareness process to the point where it really becomes a real detriment and a real slowdown for the globalist, because this country is the linchpin. I mean, they didn't necessarily go after Canada, and they didn't necessarily go after Mexico. They turned the full brunt of their efforts on the United States to drive that into the ground, because as many people see this, is that the United States is the linchpin. They drive this country down. They have their new world order.
Well, you can go back into the books of the Royal Institute of International Affairs and CFR from the 1930s, and I have them all, including the minutes of their meetings and all the speeches that were made and by whom. And you find that they said that the upcoming war against Germany, this is in the 1937 one, the upcoming war with Germany, we must all unite to save Russia. Well, at that time, up until then, the Soviet Union was supposed to be the arch enemy of capitalism. And yet here the top capitalists saying we must defend and save the Soviet Union. See, they were in the bigger picture. They knew that down the road, at the end of the century, they'd amalgamate the two systems.
Well,
that was all part of the whole dialectic process.
I was just going to use that exact term. It's the Hegelian dialectic of the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, where they create the problem, then demonstrate to you how bad it is, and then they come up with their solutions to fix the problem, which they started in the first place.
That's right. And then they went on to say that after this war, World War II, that the U.S. would take over as the policeman of the world for a time, where it would go forward, appear to be successful, and fall back again, and then go forward a couple of times just as Rome did, and then fall back into the ground, and then China would take over as the policeman of the world. This is in the 1930s this was all talked about.
You know, it's amazing to me. I mean, people, if they had a working understanding of what's going on in their lives, it's starting to affect them inside the United States, not just the world, but here. Mm-hmm. You know, the people like Dennis Kucinich, which is a big UN guy, Hillary Clinton, well, we know where Billary has been for all these years. She's been square in the camp of the socialists and the communists out there. If they really knew what was driving the political landscape in this country today, I would venture a guess here that they'd be up there in Pennsylvania Avenue marching on the White House and tarring and feathering the people that are occupying the White House and Congress, because they've all been in on this fix.
Yes, they have. But that's just it. You see, Professor Carl Quigley, I mean, he lit a lot of the bag in Tragedy and Hope. And he worked at Georgetown.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. The world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Boys and girls, get out your pencil. I hate that. That is so condescending. Boys and girls. Jeez. Slap me. Okay, right through the glass. I got it. All right, here's the websites. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Just spell it out the way it is, all lowercase. And that is the America's side of the website. And the European site is Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu. And that is A-L-A-N-W-A-T-T. Sentient is spelled S-E-N-T-I-E-N-T. And then the word sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.eu. You've got that registered, the Cutting Through the Matrix, in the United States. That's why it doesn't say C-A at the end of that.
That's right. I've got a CA1 as well.
And what is that one? Because we have a lot of listeners in Canada.
Cutting, well, there's about, I think, 10 of them all sentient, all cutting through the matrix. So I've got US, CA, org, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so they can just use cuttingthroughthematrix.ca as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. You have 10 websites?
How about that, yeah.
Really? No wonder your servers are always crashing.
Even with them, it goes down too, yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about this, and I just, you know, you've been tracking and tracing this, Alan, for how many years now?
Oh, too long, yeah, too long. A good part of my life, really.
And are you encouraged with the number of people that are waking up to this global great plan that they have?
I am in some ways, but there's more people who are beyond the primary, as I say, steps of waking up. And if they're a bit higher, they realize that there's more at stake than just losing what we thought was a system, a cultural system. Personally, I know that the last system was theirs too. Culture is a created thing by experts at the top, an ongoing thing. In fact, most of the culture, including all the left-wing culture in the U.S. and Canada and Europe, was run by MI6, and it was run by departments in the CIA. It's now declassified. They created what we thought was the left-wing culture in the West all through the Cold War, and they still run the culture industry. So there are people who've come above that level, and they realize that they're simply updating a new culture for a new world order, and it's one of perpetual socialism, a fantasy land for people from birth to grave, while they go on towards the next step. And they do plan eventually to forbid marriage, to raise one generation of children who will believe that Gaia, old Mother Earth there, should be saved at all costs, and they'll voluntarily allow themselves to be sterilized. It's quite easy to indoctrinate children from birth into that kind of thing. And eventually the step after that will be to purpose make humans for the particular tasks from scratch. They call it genetic enhancement in the early phases, and then a genetic completion in the final phase.
Now, is that the eugenics programs that they have been running for quite some time?
Yeah, that's the same one. They talked about this as early as the 1700s in the big think tanks in Europe, of how to perfect humans to be good workers. And it went on from there into the 20th century. It came out in the open with the American Eugenics Society, funded by Rockefeller, the great benefactor of mankind, who believed in superior types and inferior types, and they foresaw a time coming where there'd be simply too many inferior types, they'd have to get rid of them.
Are you familiar with Edwin Black's works?
Yes.
Okay, because he was the one that wrote a book and basically spelled it out. He's been investigating the history of American eugenics, and it was funded largely by the wealthy elites, including the Rockefellers and the Carnegie families. Mm-hmm. And they actually believe that the feeble-minded should be subject to forced sterilization in order to create a stronger species. Mm-hmm. And this is what people like Adolf Hitler and other people also saw as a real advantage, you know, for the motherland or the fatherland, however yeah. you want to put it. And, you know, we can go back to the days of, who was it? Was it Cromwell in England?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had a little problem, and he said, well, look, we don't necessarily have to do anything with these other people that aren't English. We'll just breed them out.
Yes, that's right. What's interesting with the Rockefeller Foundation and Ford and Carnegie and many others, they're all colluding together. That's the real system of government. They dictate to all the guys in government what the agenda is supposed to be. And this whole schedule for the next 100 years or 200 years is already written down for them, how generation by generation they will simply take over the children by scientific indoctrination and give them a brand new culture, which they will totally accept. It's very easy to do that to children, very, very easy. And even Gorbachev, in his book, Towards a New Civilization, said, I myself am an atheist. But then he goes on to say, we are presently creating a new world religion, a new age type of religion based on earth worship. it will be necessary for the future generations to sacrifice themselves for to save the earth.
Well, and Gorbachev is much with Glasnost and this whole front, this imminent front that they put up with Russia and the Iron Curtain is falling and we've got Glasnost and Perestroika. It was all a sham.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had quite a bit of notoriety and he could have been used for the furtherance of their global union. But this guy has dropped almost out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see the little guy with a round face and a receding hairline with a little map of Albania on his forehead anymore. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they keeping him in stasis?
Well, he apparently, I don't know if it's true or not, according to some news reports, had a falling out with them over the European Union and the direction it's taking, because they did surveys of the European Union, this great amalgamation that where your representatives are supposed to speak for your nation. And there's so many people at the European Union Parliament that they worked out that the average representative from any country in 1 year would only be allowed 6 minutes of speech. That's how efficient it is. So he fell out with them over that. He said it's more of a dictatorship than anything else.
Well, and we saw the way the European came about. It was the common market. And then, of course, there was associated problems and inequities here. So we've just got to create a bigger system to fairly treat everybody and get them kind of on the same playing board. And they never proposed to the Europeans and the countries, especially the people. I'm not talking about the governments, because the governments have been corrupted worldwide for I don't know how many years, tens or hundreds of years. It doesn't matter, because all of these people are on the same page. As you pointed out earlier, with the war on terror, the first people I saw pop up was Spain, jumping on George Bush's war on terror, and then every other country almost simultaneously jumped on board with that. And I look at this, but then again, I look at the people, and I don't know, Alan, call me, I try to be a middle of the road kind of guy. An optimist in life is too often disappointed and a pessimist too often surprised, so I try to take the middle ground and take a more realistic approach to things. But from my vantage point, if they wait too much longer, their window of opportunity is closing on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the whole terror thing is about. In one of the speeches at the Rockefeller Center, Rockefeller himself. Now remember, Rockefeller, who dictates American policy to the politicians on even higher authorities than himself, he speaks for them, he gives out global citizenship awards. He's been doing it for 20-odd years. And all the top names that you know of in politics have all been given these global citizenship awards. These guys are supposed to represent you. Are already global citizens, you see. So, I mean, we've got to wisen up to this, that we don't have governments as we think we have them. It's a sham to keep us believing we have rights and we have a say in things, while this new system concretizes itself into existence.
Well, the Rockefellers have been working on this for quite some time. I remember when we had our bicentennial celebration down here in the United States back in 1976, what we saw hitting that very same year was a Rockefeller Foundation piece that they were funding, and they were working on it for about 10 years, and what they introduced, well, they really didn't officially introduce it, we caught wind of it and we actually got copies of it, was the new state's constitution. And it was very, very similar to the United States Constitution and its original 10 Bill of Rights, except with one difference. It was granted to the people as a privilege and not a right.
So, and you see, all this goes back to Britain. People have to understand this. In the 1500s, at the court of Queen Elizabeth I, John Dee, who worked for her as an advisor, came forth with the idea of the British Empire. And he talked about free trading. And he said that we shall bring the whole world gradually into our system based, modeled on London. And it will be based on free trade eventually for those that adopt the British system completely. And those countries which are vastly different in culture and technique for a while will be given most favored nation status. This is in the 1500s that term was used. Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun.
There's
nothing. Well, and when the Brits were having their heyday, we saw the Romans just about encircle the entire globe. If you didn't join them, you were ground into dust. The British Empire, they were setting up business around the world. And there was even an old saying, and I don't think even people realize, when they're hearing phrases and terminologies that have been used in the past, I don't think they're connecting the dots, because at one point in time, it was the sun never sets on the British Empire, and it literally didn't. But this was all part of a colonization process to bring them in to a global governance.
Yeah.
And most people, see, Alan, the thing that really disturbs me about this is a conspiracy theory. We can provide so much documentation, so many people involved in this. We can connect the dots until we're blue in the face. But yet we still have people that will look at this and go, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're some kind of a nut. Why don't you do something really constructive with your time?
Yeah. That's right. And H.G. Wells, in his own book, and he was an official propagandist paid by the British Crown, wrote a book called, a chapter called The Open Conspiracy. He said the public will never realize that all the information concerning this agenda has been made available to them. He said nothing really is secret, it's just that it's not widely publicized.
And what a lot of people aren't grasping, and that's why I'm hard on people like the Michael Moores or the... And I have nothing, and people have misunderstood me on this subject before, about true ecology moves. You know, who is in favor of peeing in your own pool? You know, I don't come into your house and try to take a bath in your toilet, so therefore I don't want you piddling in my pool.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at this, and even these groups and the hierarchies of these groups are where they get their funding and their money.
Mm-hmm.
They only have one part of the equation, and they're set down a path to go after that, but they don't have the full picture. What the full picture here is, ladies and gentlemen, is international banking. The governments of all the little players are now on the global plantation, and of course the transnational corporations. We have seen this come about here in the United States, where we have lost 75% of our manufacturing base. We have millions and millions and millions of people that used to have good paying jobs, and the United States had one of the highest standard of living on this entire planet, only to see this whisked away. And for inexplicable reasons that the mainstream media will not tell its viewers and listeners, they do not go down that rabbit hole as to why we're in the shape that we're in. And this is part of the grand agenda or the master conspiracy plan, and it really is a conspiracy plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. Anything kept from the public is a conspiracy, and that's how governments ran right up until they gave us the sham of democracies in Europe. They had to give the public democracy, or at least the idea that they're being represented, because they had done surveys and they found out that the public rebelled every 4 or 5 years because of the heavy taxations. And so they gave them this con game of democracy where they'd pretend to give you a government who would pretend to speak on your behalf. And meanwhile, as I say, Jefferson and guys like him wrote that if you see your own Congress or government change hands between parties, and yet an agenda is picked off from the last party and taken up and carried on from house to house and changes of government, it says, you know, you're under tyranny. Well, we've had this since World War II, since they signed the NATO Pact was the first one, and then that was followed up by the United Nations Charter. We've had this agenda ongoing since then. Every law across Europe, America, all the Americas, in the building codes, housing codes, land ownership codes, et cetera, all come from the United Nations and have been for years.
And many people do not know that.
They don't know. And it's simply signed into law by your government.
Well, they're just there to serve and protect us. By the way, I don't know that some of the terminologies and the colloquial sayings, I don't know if they apply in Canada, but You'll hear the American politicians, Alan, talk about in service to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm down here in Texas, and it's a big cattle state. And down here, we understand what servicing means as far as the cattle goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Hello there, John. I haven't talked to you in a while, and greetings to your guests there.
Yes, sir.
And this been a most interesting exposition. I've been really enjoying this. You spoke earlier, and your guest, Mr. Watts there, spoke earlier about the identification. And, you know, let's talk about the Real ID Act. You know, that's going to put us all under a national ID card. And that's one of the first indications that your freedom's going. Is when they want to ID everyone.
Well, and if you noticed, a lot of the states are coming on board right now with legislation at the state level blocking this national ID, and that was in anticipation of the of this Immigration Reform Act that they try to cram down the American people's throats. The states and the people in the respective states saw this coming and at least tried to buffer this for the protection of its own respective citizens in their own states. And it was somewhat successful. You know, Alan, this is one of the few battles that we have fought and actually won here. We haven't had and the government make a move since the Immigration Reform Act has been shut down, but that's not going to make them go away. It's temporarily putting that in stasis. Their Real ID, there was many other things in that legislation that would have been extremely detrimental to this form of government in this country. But at least, and I was encouraged because it affected people not only that had their eyes open, strict constitutionalists, libertarians, old stodgy, the old schooler Republicans, or the old school Democrats. This was even affecting liberals in this country, which I found truly amazing. This was one issue that crossed all those political lines, and that's part of the problem here.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Back here. Clarence, I still have you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, got any follow-up questions or comments?
Well, one comment and maybe one question here. The comment I'd like to make is, I was stationed in Germany 35 years ago, and I was in the Air Force. The only thing that got me out of Vietnam, which I'm thankful for, but I was there. And when I was stationed in Germany, I was in what they call security police. I was in the Air Force. You work the gates and people come in and out. I found out the German people had to carry what's called a Reisepass. All of them. And it's not a driver's license. It is literally an internal passport that they all have. And you could, any official officer, police officer, Polizei, even us, could demand to see their Reisepass when they came up. And that's kind of a scary thing. You know, it's I don't think they've totally gotten over. And maybe across Europe, like you said, the people in the Netherlands, Canada, the children are told not to leave without their cards. This is the whole deal. Your papers, please, type thing. And that's not only scary, but the other scary thing for me, and I'll put this out, is the NAFTA kept. I'm getting really concerned here, John, that, you know, things are starting to come to a head here. I mean, really, people out there don't think, some of them don't think, it's starting to get really scary. We're seeing the face of the real dictatorship and the tyranny.
Well, and I've said this before, Alan, that, you know, they're talking about impeachment of George Bush and Dick Cheney, which would leave the presidency open to an unelected person, the leader of Congress, Nancy Pelosi. And this really wouldn't be a detriment to them at all, because Nancy Pelosi's in on the fix as well. And it is scary here in America to watch how deep the control of this government, and it started with the State Department and probably even before that, but we really start seeing the mechanizations and the movements from the State Department back in the 40s and the 50s. Alan, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. The whole agenda was set up really at the beginning of the 20th century, and the wars they would need to bring all this about to unite Europe, followed by a united Americas, and followed by the Pacific Rim region. You can go back into the writings of Karl Marx and Das Kapital, and he goes into that there too, with the three trading blocks under a world government. This is an old agenda, and it's only now that people are waking up when they see it actually affect their personal lives. And at least that's something, because a lot of people in Europe have adopted the ID card and everything else that goes along with it quite naturally. Because you have a generation being brought up with a minimal education, the worst ever, a terrible low-base culture, and they've been weaned on video games with little characters with black suits on and machine guns. And so they want to emulate those guys with the suits and machine guns, because they represent power and they respect power. We can't allow one generation to live under street patrols of these black-clad goons with machine guns, because they'll think then it's abnormal. They could keep that going for 100 years or more. And it was Aldous Huxley that mentioned that once the scientific dictatorship comes in, he saw no reason why it should ever be upset.
And we're seeing one of their best efforts put forth on the global warming issue right now.
Yes.
And that's scientific leadership, unelected people. Their information is being passed on to respective governments, and their
a message for all homeowners and prospective